Hi, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. So excited to be here with you today in this episode. And let's talk a little bit about the most common reason why so many women don't heal from heartbreak. And this is something that became obvious to me right now since I started my mission and my coaching business to women to help them, you know, get over pain, get over the pain of a breakup, and to find themselves and to find peace after this challenging experience. From what I see in our community and from what I see in other communities, and when I talk to my clients, it seems like there's a pattern. And so I thought, well, maybe this is something that needs to be, you know, talked about, because it keeps coming up over and over again. And so I feel like you know, after a breakup, one of three decisions is made, whether we make this decision consciously or unconsciously. So what most women do is that, number one, they either wait and hope that time is going to take care of the situation, and that time heals all wounds, and they just wait and kind of count on time and on the days to help them forget, as well as forgive, and hopefully, you know, move on with their lives to meet someone else. And then number two, some women move into a new relationship right away, and then the belief is that, well, maybe, you know, a new relationship would help me forget the first one, right? And then number three is that so few women make a decision and then they sit down and say, you know, this is something that happened, it hurt, and maybe it happened more than once. So let me get to the root of that. Like, why is this something that keeps happening in my life? Or why did it happen in the first place? You know, let me sit and look into the situation. Yes. And these are the women who end up making, you know, healing and moving forward to a relationship that's even better than the one that they had in the beginning. Now, for the first two decisions, waiting for time and assuming that time alone is going to be enough to solve the problem, or number two, assuming that another relationship is going to, you know, make them feel good, or that hopefully when they meet someone else, they are not going to repeat the same mistakes or to show the actions or behaviors that contributed to creating the breakup to begin with. Now, the reason why so many women do not choose, you know, choice number three is that so many of us do not even believe. So, number one, we don't believe that it's possible to actually heal from past, you know, whether it's past traumas, whether these are, you know, like insecurities that have been lurking underneath things and going on for a long time. So many women do not believe that there's an answer to this question. This is the first camp. And then the second camp, they don't think that there's a bigger problem behind the breakup. They assume that, oh, well, breakups happen in life, and therefore, and they do, that's true. And then number two, they assume that, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. No, I'm here to tell you that, number one, there's so many things that you can do about a breakup. After a breakup, to have yourself out and to actually help yourself live a better life after the breakup. That's number one. There's so many things to do, number one. And then number two, you've got to believe that there are answers out there for you and that you are going to find these answers, okay? And so I feel like in maybe in a previous episode, I talked about being intentional, you know, and that living life intentionally was one of the biggest lessons that I learned from my breakup experience years ago, is that if you want to live a beautiful life, you've got to be intentional in in terms of how are you going to create that beauty? How are you going to create that love? How are you going to create an environment where love and peace and, you know, understanding and communication and support is going to be nurtured and, you know, prioritized over other things in life. And the same thing, and I'm talking about the same thing here. Unless we become intentional about our decisions and what is it that we make out of a situation, we're going to continue to, you know, run into the same mistakes or patterns that created the situation to begin with. And so I'm just here to remind you today that if you are going through a breakup, please understand that for you to make the best out of this time, you need to make a decision that you are going to be intentional in terms of the result that you want to create out of this time. I know that it's a time of pain, and I know that when we are in pain, the most that we want is to just get out of pain. We're not thinking about, oh my God, like how can I turn this into the best thing that ever happened in my life? We're not thinking about that. We're just thinking about how can I make this, you know, heart-wrenching, gut-killing feeling to go away? How can I make this sense of void to just go away? I know that this is a priority. You want to find peace. You want to find yourself again. But you've got to be intentional about this. You have to make it. You have to put time and energy and intentionality in it. And, you know, get right into it. Read the books, listen to podcasts, and learn from people who have been there before, and then make up your mind that you are going to win in this game, because unless you make that decision, you're going to come back, or you're going to listen to the voice in your head that tells you, oh, you're not worthy to be with, you're not worthy to be loved, like there's something wrong with you. And it's going to drag you down the path of shame, of guilt, of unworthiness, and making you feel like you're not enough. I'm telling you, you are enough. You just got to make a decision to make this a study, yes, and to work on yourself, to do the inner work to help yourself to get where you want to go. And this brings me to the gift that I want to give you today. In the description of this episode, I'm going to leave you a link to the 3 steps that took me from pain to peace after the breakup that almost cost me my life. And all you need to do is just click the link that you find in the description of this episode. And it's going to take you to a 20 or 25 minutes training. Watch the training and then put that into action, yes? And this is going to be the first step for you to head in the right direction. And then the other thing that you can do is make sure you join our free Facebook community, Soul Mastery Sisterhood. This is where we have, you know, in-depth conversations about how to get over a breakup and how can you help yourself and go hand in hand with women who have made the decision that this pain is not going to be, you know, the end of their lives, and that they're going to create something beautiful out of it. Take care of yourself, watch the training, and join our community, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.